Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll be discussing the Owen Hayes fallout on News Talk Breakfast this morning. It's on pretty much all the front pages today. The Irish Daily Mail, pressure on TD to resign as he admits to lying over share sale. New Social Democrats TD Owen Hayes, who hasn't sat in the Dáil yet, is under intense political pressure to resign after lying about a €199,000 share payout from a company that works with the Israeli Defence Forces. Well, this is sort of the press conference yesterday where certain information was given, and then it turned out later that the information was not exactly true. The Irish Daily Mail revealed last week that Mr. Hayes worked for the firm for 2 years until 2017, and then he held shares in the company until earlier this year. The Irish Daily Mirror, €199,000 share sale from Israeli war link firm. The Social Democrats have suspended a new TD for giving wrong information about his shares in a firm supplying the Israeli military. Keane O'Callaghan, who's the deputy leader of the Soc Dems, said records state it wasn't true that he had sold the shares before he entered politics and that it was a serious matter. Interesting point being raised by Sinn Féin now. Would Owen Hayes have got elected if the electorate in his constituency had known in Dublin Bay South about his investments in this particular company? We'll never know the answer to that, I suppose. But Chris Andrews, you'd imagine, is probably very, very annoyed. So, as I say, Owen Hayes on plenty of the front pages. More on News Talk Breakfast this morning about it. Interesting to see the public interest in this story, because the journalists are loving it, and we're having a very heated press conference with Owen Hayes yesterday. The politicians and the opposition rivals of Owen Hayes and the Soc Dems are loving the story. Just interesting to see if members of the public care as much about it. Staying with politics, Irish Independent Ivana Bacik, no intention of joining Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition. I was watching the news last night and I saw that Ivana Bacik was meeting with Micheál Martin and Simon Harris yesterday. And let me read this headline, that they've no intention of joining the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition. This is Labour leader Ivana Bacik, who's recorded as telling her party's ruling body that she's no intention of going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and would only speak to them as a courtesy. So that's what the meeting was about yesterday, just a courtesy. So she'll meet with Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, but have no intention of going into government, it would seem. Notes from a Labour Central Council meeting last Saturday show Ivana Bacik said she did not believe the party has a mandate to enter coalition, a strong enough mandate to enter coalition. So they're meeting the big three as a courtesy, but have no intention of going into government. That's the front of the Indo. The Irish Sun, Cairn murder cops arrest woman, and the Irish Daily Star, Cairn murder probe arrest a woman, has been arrested on suspicion of the murder of missing 8-year-old Kieran Dernan. And that's on the front of the Star. The front of the Irish Times has all the stories there about Owen Hayes and Kieran Dernan. But also I see on the front of the Irish Times, the government is poised to award a major construction contract to a company jointly controlled by BAM. And BAM, you'll know, is the main contractor for the National Children's Hospital. Ministers will today consider a proposal to proceed with the tender for Invesis, which is formerly known as BAM PPP, a public-private partnership vehicle that builds things for the state, controlled by BAM along with the pension fund. And they're getting the contract now for building the Atlantic Technological University in Galway and Letterkenny, the South East Technological University in Carlow and Waterford, and the Technological University on the Shannon. This is the project which will see new buildings constructed there. So that's the front of the Irish Times. Then the front of the Irish Examiner talks about Syrians in limbo. Syrians seeking refuge in Ireland have been left in limbo after Justice Minister Helen McEntee moved to pause asylum applications, all because these rebels have come in and got rid of the Assad regime. So because the ministers paused applications, the charities and organisations working with refugees say that the Syrians are now left in limbo here in Ireland. Not just in Ireland, in other countries too, because I'm seeing big action being taken since Assad is now in, I think it's Moscow he's in. Inside the papers then, the Irish Times, 1 in 4 adults has difficulty using maths in everyday life, like calculating percentages or working out a bill. I couldn't tell you how to do a percentage. I'm not alone, apparently. It's one of the findings from the OECD survey of adult skills, which looked at adults in around 30 countries in literacy, numeracy and problem solving. And 25% of adults in Ireland have low maths proficiency. So it means that they can't... well, they can do the basics, like using your money in a shop or things like that, but they would struggle with tasks needing multiple steps, like solving a proportion. So it would seem that a lot of us don't understand percentages or medians and means and things like that. Another 21% of adults here struggle with reading and understanding text as well. That's in the Irish Times. In the Irish Independent, quite a depressing headline. 1 in 3 people think owning a home by the time they retire is now beyond them. So, and I'm noticing this with people my age who don't already own a home. They just have given up ever the idea of it. They say, never going to happen for me. Many others expect to be still paying a mortgage when they have retired. This is a new survey from Royal London, Ireland, which looked at the extent to which people believe they'll own a home by the time they reach the state retirement age of 66. 2 in 3 adults in Ireland believe they will own a home in retirement, but 1 in 3 don't. More women than men expect to be still paying off their mortgages into retirement as well. So that's a big report from Royal London, Ireland, where a third of people think that they won't own a home by the time they retire. So all those years of work won't have led to owning their own home. Lots of Christmas stories in the papers. I'm doing this for you because I'm not mad into Christmas, but I know people love it. First story comes from the Mirror. If you're going to your Christmas party this Friday, there's loads of them on, and an Irish HR expert is warning what not to do at your work Christmas party. This is Melissa Stone, who says building a reputation at work takes time and effort and takes years as well. However, one night at a Christmas party for the office can undo all that hard work in the space of a few hours. So it's mixing business with pleasure, oversharing. And she says that the Christmas party shouldn't be treated the same as a personal gathering or a non-work celebration. Because, of course, you do those things with your friends. These aren't your friends, they're your work colleagues. So if you want to go and drink and have fun and sort of lose the run of yourself, do that with your friends, not your colleagues, because you have a reputation. She also says the Irish are well known for their love of a pint, but you shouldn't overindulge in alcohol in front of your boss. Then I see in the Times of London that Christmas pudding sales are through the roof. So apparently in recent years, people had gone off Christmas puddings. However, Tesco says sales of Christmas puddings were up 20% last week compared with the same period last year. And Tesco reckons that sales of Christmas puddings over the festive period will rise for the first time in more than 10 years. They had been in decline, but Christmas pudding very popular now for some reason. And then final story from the Mail tells us that Santa should lose weight because it seems people have grown tired of Santa's look and think he is outdated. A number of people suggest he should take a fat-busting drug to lose up to 20 pounds. 44% of people surveyed say that Santa is in need of a thorough makeover, and 62% of Gen Zs think that Santa needs to modernise his look. About 32% want Santa's beard trimmed, while more than a third call for him to wear a tailored three-piece suit, and 21% want to see him in trainers. Also, 18% of people think Santa could do with Botox as well, so he needs a whole makeover. Probably Mrs. Claus and all the mince pies and cookies and things like that aren't helping him. So maybe that's a lesson for leaving out the Guinness and the mince pies for Santa, because there's billions of pints of Guinness and mince pies for Santa, and maybe that's why he needs to lose weight. Anyway.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.